Howdy, folks. I finally found a good definition for the word economy. That's spending money without getting any fun out of it. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Say, I'd like a word with you men right now. You know those inquiring reporter columns? Well, I noticed lately they've been asking, whom do you consider better cooks, men or women? And you know all the women said men were better cooks. That's what they said, right there in the paper, they said. So I got suspicious. I said to myself, these gals are up to no good. They aren't acting natural. And I figured it out, though. These women are buttering us men up. That's what they're doing. They're greasing the board so we'll slide out to the kitchen and whip up a meal. You know, show-off-like. And before we know it, they'll have us slicked into doing all the cooking. And that's their first step towards living the life of Riley. And that's supposed to be man living, you know. So watch it, men. Just watch it. First you'll be a better cook, and then a better housekeeper, and then a better nursemaid. Before you can say, wait a minute, gal, well, one day when the fuller brush man calls and asks to see the lady of the house, he'll mean you. So you think it over, fellas, while the Jack Halloran Quartet sings here. And I notice the boys are wearing that double mint smile, which is it's sure proof that they chew double mint gum after every meal. I can always tell because the healthful chewing helps clean your teeth, so it makes them look nicer. So wear that flashing smile yourself, will you? Chew delicious double mint gum after every meal. Okay, boys, you're on now.
The eyes of Texas are upon you. You're from Big D, I can guess. By the way you draw and the way you dress, you're from Big D, my oh yes. I mean Big D, little A, double L-A-S. And that spells Dallas, where every home's a palace, cause the settlers settle for no less. Hooray for Big D, my oh yes. I mean Big D, little A, double L-A. Big D, little A, double L-A. Big D, little A, double L-A-S. You're from Big D.
Well, sure enough.
I can guess.
Well, how you figure?
By the way you draw and the way you dress.
Well, my doggies.
You're from Big D.
Got my six gun.
My, oh, yes.
And I got my Stetson, too.
I mean Big D, little A, double L-A-S. And that spells Dallas. We mean it with no malice, but the rest of Texas looks a mess. When you're from Big D, my, oh, yes. I mean Big D, little A, double L-A. Big D, little A, double L-A. Big D,
little A,
double L-A-S-T-E-X-A-S. Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir. Big D, Dallas, Texas. It's a real great town. That song came in just the right time, boys, because, you know, I was kind of brooding over something here today. There's lots of annoying things in everybody's life, I guess. Right now, the most annoying thing to me are these giveaway television shows. Oh, it's getting so some folks don't go shopping anymore. They go to a quiz show and get it for nothing. Yeah, you can get an income for life just by knowing what time it is. Or win a trip to Paris if you can tell how many quarters there are in a dollar. Hey, I've got a new idea. How about a program where the guest on the show gives instead of gets? You know, instead of Old Boy Shampoo sending you to Paris, you send Old Boy Shampoo to Paris, see? Oh, just think how much fun that would be. you draw your savings out of the bank and go down to the show, and the master of ceremonies, he puts you in an isolation booth and on a plateau and up a creek, and then he says, for whatever you've got in your poke, stranger, tell me, is an apple a fruit, a beast of burden, or a platinum paper clip? And you say it's a fruit? You're right. Just pay the cashier on your way out. Now, there, folks, is a program idea, huh? I'll work out the details while you're listening to the Buttram Symphony playing the minuet in G. Thank you, fellas. For a while there, they stopped minuetting and started rocking a little there. Yeah? You know, I heard about a wife the other day with a great idea. Seems her husband empties his pockets on the dresser at night, you know, wallet, keys, change, pencils, Dick Tracy wrist radio, and, you know, the usual things a man carries. And well, this wife, she makes it a point each night to put a package of double mint there with these things, and then he'll be sure to have his favorite chewing gum ready to take along to work, so he'll have a nice treat to enjoy on the job, see? Well, what do you know? It's Buttram bonus time here. The chocolate frosting on the Just Entertainment cake. Today, I'm making a recommendation to bring back what used to be sort of standard equipment in every home, the wood box. This is a wonderful aid to raising a family, and I'll tell you why. The boy of the house, his job was fetching the wood for the wood box. It didn't take more than two or three armfuls a day, but to a little boy, that's a heap of work, especially when the snow's good for sledding and there's a game of one-a-cat going on in the playground. So at wood box filling time, the little boy would sneak away, you know. He knew the fire had to be kept going, and he knew that Grandma would have to fetch the wood herself if he didn't, but, you know, sometimes little boys aren't much account for chores. They're too young to know that One day a picture will take form in their minds and sort of haunt them. I can remember the guilt I felt seeing Grandma doing the work I was supposed to do. The wood box stood for responsibility. And when we dodged that responsibility, it sort of made our conscience squirm. And as I grew a little older, I kept the wood box full, brim full. I remember how good I could sleep then, you know, knowing that there was plenty of wood ready when a tired, uncomplaining little lady arose at sunup to get breakfast for her brood of sleepyheads. It's funny how proud you can get from a little thing like filling a wood box. A wood box, a cornerstone of a man's life sometimes. Automatic furnaces, push-button heat, they make our lives easier, I reckon, but there's nothing like a wood box to build a boy into a man. Now, in your home, just sort of substitute another responsibility for the wood box filling and see if it doesn't help with the boys, huh? That's our Buttram bonus for today. Maybe someone listening found it leaving a splinter in his conscience, sort of. Well, back to the music makers and Paula Richards singing, "I've Grown Accustomed to His Face."
I've grown accustomed to his face. He almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune he whistles night and noon. His smiles, his frowns, his ups, his downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to his looks, accustomed to his voice, accustomed to his face.
You know, if you listen real careful these days, you can hear that little rascal spring stirring under the snow and dead leaves. Meanwhile, let's take things the way they come. Yeah, don't forget your double mint. Be sure it is double mint, too. Healthful, refreshing, double mint chewing gum. I'm Pat Buttram, and speaking of spring, remember, if you give a dandelion an inch, it'll take a yard. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.